Are you ready for a brand new year? Because I sure am. I know you are too. Happy 2021, everybody. Let's do a podcast episode. What do you say? Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Tim Atkins Does Digital Podcast. My name is Tim Atkins. I am a writer, a designer, a content creator, and media strategist who has helped brands and organizations around the world to find themselves through communication and creativity. You know, sometimes I also do a podcast. You wouldn't know it from this past year, but that's kind of what I'm doing now. Yeah, season two, I'm going to go ahead and just start season three in January. Season two only had like two episodes. Maybe this one will be the third. So yeah, only three episodes, but I'm going to go ahead and start season three in January. Why? Because Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2021, or at least it will be in about an hour from where I'm recording right now. Now, by the time I get it all out and get the editing done and all of that, it will be 2021. Now, I'm not going to do that thing that a lot of probably other podcasts are doing about, let's look back at the year that was, 2020. I'm not going to do all that. There are other podcasts that do that, God bless them. I'm not, because, like I said, there was only three episodes, including this one. And besides that, let's not look back at 2020. I'm going to try to consider 2020 as kind of a do-over, I think. We all know it's been a rough year. We don't have to talk about that. What I do want to talk about, though, is how much you guys have listened to this podcast, even though it's only been a couple of episodes this past season. Wow, I'm so humbled, and I'm so flattered at all the attention. 80-plus networks now. We're on the big ones. We're on all of them. Radio.com is on board now. Amazon Music. Audible, we're on Audible now. So many different major networks and minor networks and networks all in between. 80 plus networks, directories, and apps that you can find the Tim Atkins Does Digital Podcast on. So when I say find us wherever you find your podcasts, I can pretty much mean that, because I don't know of very many places that I'm not. And if you want to see all the places that you can find the Tim Atkins Does Digital Podcast, and, you know, why wouldn't you, right? I don't know. But you can do this. You can go to timatkins.com/networks, and there you can find some of your favorite podcast apps and networks. And if you go further down the list, you can also find some of the international podcast networks and directories that we're on. And you can also click at the bottom, and it will take you to a page where all 81 of the podcast networks and directories that we are on are listed. Thank you so much. Again, like I said, humbled and just amazed that you all would listen to some of the ramblings that I do occasionally when I do these podcast episodes. 33 countries other than the United States, several states here in the U.S. Again, I am so humbled by all of that, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening to me as I ramble about stuff. So, wow, like I said, 80-plus networks. I have a listing on IMDb. Yeah, the Internet blah, blah, movie. What does that stand for, Tim? It's the Internet Movie Database. I'm listed there. The program is listed there. There's not a whole lot there. I need to go in and fill out some of the episode information and things like that. But really flattered and honored to be on that listing as well. I'm at a lot of places, but I'm not doing a lot of things. I have written down here on my index card, I'm trying to take some notes. Podcasters produce podcasts. That's what they do. Writers write, designers design. Podcasters do podcasts. I'm going to try to do that, especially in the new year. What are your goals for 2021? Now, do we call them resolutions? Do we still call them that? You know, I haven't seen very many people call them resolutions. You know, when I was young, the resolutions were, you know, stop smoking, lose weight, don't party so much, that sort of thing. Not so much now. I don't really see a whole lot of that. Of course, 2020 has been, like I said, a real weird year. Mostly it's goals. It's about goals now. It's not necessarily about resolutions. And I think that's probably important because I'm terrible at resolutions. I always have been. I have goals. I hope you have some goals for 2021. I hope you work very hard to attain those goals. What I'm seeing a whole lot of on social is people, they want to relax more. You know, they want to refocus a little bit on what's important. I guess that's understandable. You know, less stress, more travel whenever, you know, we can travel again. New job. A lot of people have lost their jobs over the past year due to all the things that have been going on. A lot of people are forming new businesses, and I think that's awesome. Might be something that you might want to try too if you're into that sort of thing. Heck, why not? It seems like a good time to try to take some chances and do something like that. If that's your goal, then I wish you a whole lot of luck. I've been trying to do the business off and on for a few years. I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on that this year as well. My personal goals, what are mine? Now, Tim, what are you expecting to do for your personal goals? Well, I have got to be more consistent in a lot of things, whether it's the podcast, as we know, Mr. Three Episodes. We have to be a little bit more consistent on the podcast. I have a blog that I haven't written very much on, and I want to start writing more. On the podcasts, if I do the podcasts, I'm going to try to do them weekly. And I know I've said that before, but I'm going to start over. Like I said, 2020 is probably going to be kind of a do-over year. I'm going to try to do these things weekly. Now, having said that, I may not say a whole lot of things every week because it's hard for me. One of the reasons why I don't engage more on Twitter, for example, is because generally if I don't have anything to say, I just don't say it. I listen to other people say what they want to say. It's one of those things that, I am still not one of these people that schedules tweets. I just can't seem to do that. Nothing personal about people that do, or nothing against people that do. God bless you. You know, you're getting out there. You're keeping your brand consistent. You're keeping your presence consistent. Good for you. I have not been able to do that yet because my whole thought process is if you don't have anything to say, listen to what other people are saying and you shut up. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So getting back to what I was saying, podcasts, weekly podcasts. Keep in mind that I may not have anything important to say certain weeks. There are some weeks that I'm going to be like, hey, I wanted to talk about this. I've wanted to talk about this for a long time, and I'm finally going to get to do it. Here are my thoughts on this. And then sometimes I'm going to be like, I got nothing. I got nothing, guys. Hey, you know what? I had pancakes this morning for breakfast. Pancakes are delicious. Have you tried them with blueberries? It may be pancakes. We may be talking about pancakes all day. I don't know. But weekly, yes, weekly podcast, because it's all about consistency and I need to be more consistent. I want to get back into writing. I haven't done writing so much lately. And writing is one of the things that I really enjoyed in high school. And I guess I was pretty good at some of it. Now, people have said, why don't you get back into writing? I've had several friends ask me this over the past year. Why don't you get back into writing stuff? You were always so good at it in high school. High school was a very long time ago for me. I'm not going to tell you how long ago, and I don't want you to do the math, but I am going to tell you it was a while back. But I want to get into that. I want to get back into writing. It was one of my first loves. Writing and radio were my first two. And radio, for the radio part, the podcast kind of fills that. So blog post, one per week. I think I can hammer out something. It may be a blog post, again, about blueberry pancakes. Who knows? But I'm going to try to continue to do that. You know what I'm also thinking about, seeing as I was talking about high school? I'm thinking about more poetry. I haven't written a poem in years and years and years. I used to write it all the time. And keep in mind, this is kind of a thing that I did in high school too, right? My poems in high school, like most poems from high school boys, you know, were like full of teenage angst, right? It was, now I had super talented friends in high school, don't get me wrong, who were great writers. Shout out to my friend Jeanette, who was amazing at writing poetry. I always wanted to be as good as she was at wordsmithing because she was incredibly good at it. And shout out to her. I think she listens to me occasionally. So hi, Jeanette. But she was amazing. Talented, super talented. Won awards. The stuff that I wrote was either like really sing-song stuff that wasn't very good, or it was like teenage angst stuff. Oh my, it was awful. But you know, I guess it was somewhat okay. I got a lot of honorable mentions and things like that in contests and things like that. So I guess it was like poems about teenage angst with potential. I don't know. but I did learn a few things about consonants and about rhythm and things like that. And I want to get back into that. Not necessarily for fame and fortune, because we know better. Poets don't make money. And they, you know, they don't get famous most of the time. But you know what? I think that I want to do this because it will get me back into writing, like I said. But if I self-publish a book, even a small book of poems, it will give me the experience of self-publishing a book. And it won't take a whole lot of effort like it would if I were to write a book about social media and the things I know about marketing and blah, blah, blah. You know, I could try to write a book about that, and it would take probably years to do it right. I could probably knock out a book of bad poems in 6 months. So don't knock it. That's probably what I'm going to do. And you may pick it up. I may say, hey, my poetry book is out and you can find it at Amazon.com and yada, 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 and all these other places. And you might buy it and you might open it up and you might go, oh God, this is terrible. It may happen, but you will have bought it and I will have put it on the market. And that's my goal. Pretty much. Put a book on the market. Maybe make it about poetry. Heck, you could do like a, you know, 100 pages or something. You could probably do that in 6 months. So I'm going to try to do that, and I'm going to try to have that done in 6 months. That's one of my goals. And why not? Why not? It's one of those things where 2020 has left a lot of us with a lot of time on our hands. I have time on my hands too. I think I'm going to do that. We'll see how that goes. Heck, why not? Focusing a little bit more on the business, that's another one of my goals. ClickBeetle is kind of on hiatus a little bit, just like the podcast has been. I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed and I'm trying to do everything, and I don't necessarily want to try to do everything and spread myself too thin. So I'm going to restructure, and if you go to clickbeetle.net now, you're going to see we're building a new Beetle, blah, 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 and there's not much there. Because I'm going to focus more on, as far as the business goes, on brand strategies and web page and landing pages. I'm going to go away from, for now, I'm going away from social media management, going away from consulting and that sort of thing. I want to just focus on brands and on web pages. I think that, number one, that will be something that I have found a lot of people need. Because they've asked me, do you still do web pages? Do you still do logo design? Do you still do branding? And I do all of those things, but again, I don't do them consistently. If you went to my website and said, well, let's see some examples, you wouldn't find any. And you can, you know, you should be able to find some there. I have examples. I just haven't put them up. Why haven't I put up examples? Probably the same reason why I have a hard time even recommending my own podcast. My fellow podcasters, and I know some of you are listening that are podcasters, have you ever gotten to the situation to where they say, you know, recommend a podcast, even if it's yours? And you look at it and you go, I don't know if I can even recommend my own podcast. I've been there. I've been there over the past few months. So I want to get better at this. I at least want to get to the point to where I can recommend my own podcast and say, you know what? This is pretty good. I'm pretty proud of it. I will recommend it. Because frankly, so far, I haven't been really satisfied with my output, and I want to try to start fresh. That's what I'm going to try to do over the next year. The blog at timadkins.com, still there. Like I said, I'm going to try to do a blog post a week, so that'll have a little bit more activity. It is pretty much all about practice. I may be talking about pancakes there too. Who knows? I don't know. But those are some of my goals. You know, it's all about practicing. Like I said, it's all about practicing. None of these things are going to be perfect. Some of these things, like the poems, are probably going to be pretty cringeworthy. I mean, it's true. But you know what? I have to do this because not only do I have to be consistent, but all my life, and you may have this problem too, all my life I have been battling the biggest demon, which has been procrastination. I am a terrible procrastinator. In fact, since I was talking about high school before, in my high school senior class, you know, some people have senior superlatives, you know, most likely to succeed and worst driver, They made up a category for biggest procrastinator. They've never had one before. My senior year, they had biggest procrastinator. I ended up being voted in as biggest procrastinator for the guys. I think Tammy Webster was the female biggest procrastinator, but and then they didn't have it after that. So I guess as in the history of South Point High School, I probably was the only male person to be voted biggest procrastinator. And no kidding, I have always struggled with that. That's going to be something that I'm going to try to fight. So hopefully that you guys will help me on this, even if it's terrible, even if it's cringeworthy, even if it's something that you know, you kind of privately go, that's really not your best work, dude. Still, if you help me out, I will appreciate it. Believe me. In essence, talking about 2020 and the passing of 2020 and going into the new year, new episodes with more interviews. I do want to do more interviews. I loved doing the interview with Felipe. I've got more interviews that are lined up, and everybody is probably asking to themselves because they haven't asked me personally. But I know they're thinking, Tim Atkins is terrible at interviews because he hasn't gotten a hold of me, and it's now nearly January, and I talked to him back in September. I know. But I have people lined up, and they're incredible people. They're very knowledgeable, and I hope to get them on here and we can learn together about some of the things that they bring to the table. I'm really super excited about talking to some of them. I have a lot of new friends from marketing Twitter. God bless Christina G for getting the marketing Twitter community together, and everybody seems to be kind of supporting one another. It's been awesome. And I'm going to probably ask a few of you guys from the marketing Twitter community to be a guest on the show and tell us a little bit about how you approach things. If you are from marketing Twitter or one of my marketing friends and you happen to be listening to the show, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You're probably not going to hear a whole lot of earth-shattering tips and tricks. I'm not a person to really go into details as far as if your ABC and your LMNOP are both aligned and you can see it on your Excel spreadsheet and you come, you know, you've got an ROI that will blah, blah, blah. I'm not that type of guy. The podcast is basically just basic stuff, mostly about thoughts and about strategies and about psychology of good social media practices. It's not necessarily the nuts and bolts of it. So I may not tell you anything that you don't already know. But the great thing about that is most of my audience are people that are looking for good information. So I hope that some of you will be on the podcast and talk about some of the things that you do. It's casual conversation. I don't talk a whole lot, like I said, about the nuts and bolts of things. So if you come on the show, we're going to have a few laughs and we're going to talk about some things just casually. I think that the people that have been on the show already have really enjoyed being on the show, and that matters to me. That's a big deal for me. Okay, so anyway, my marketing Twitter friends, thank you for being here. I know some of you are checking out the podcast, and I appreciate you. I hope that you'll continue to do that. I don't want to bore you, and I'll try to be as entertaining as I can. Articles, I'm thinking about doing, like I said, the blog post, but some of the stuff may also end up on Medium. You can't see a podcast, at least not mine, because I don't do video. If you have heard some of my previous episodes, you know how bullish I am on Medium. I love Medium as a way to get your name out and to get your kind of amplify your brand. So you're going to probably see a little bit of me on Medium as well as the blog. Taking some time for my own self-development, I think that the poems and the stuff that I'm going to try to do will help out with that. And that will be something that I'll do as well. So that's 2021 as far as, in a nutshell, as far as things that I am planning to do. The cool thing will be to look back at it, like in December or even before, and say, okay, Tim, did you accomplish any of that? And I hope to do it. I hope that I'm not going to end up having episode 3 of season 3 in December and go, yeah, that worked out, buddy. But we're going to give it a shot anyway. We'll try it out. Next episode, it's going to be in January 2021. I'm probably going to be, and I've got this written down that I've planned this episode. The next episode is going to be to reintroduce myself to my audience and reintroduce myself to you all and let you know a little bit about me. Honestly, I've never done this before as far as introductions. I just jumped in and said, hey, I know stuff. Here's some stuff. A lot of you are saying, you know, how do you know this stuff? What makes you think I should listen to you about this stuff? What's your background anyway? And I think it would be really cool for you to know a little bit about me. That sounded egotistical, didn't it? I think it would be really cool if you knew about me. No, honestly, I think that if you know about somebody and know their background, I think you'll be able to trust them a little more. You know, honestly, my podcast, even my podcast description, is digital media and casual conversation. And I want to be able to have these casual conversations. So I want you all to know a little bit about me. Let's be honest. I've had a whole lot of different roles that I've played in this life so far. You know, being a non-traditional college student in my 30s, for example, after waiting tables and bartending for 15 years. Being a really promising student in high school, but then having things fall apart. You know, now I'm doing freelancing and I'm doing something completely different. You know, there's a lot of roles that I've played in life. And there are people who knew me in high school who don't know some of the things that I'm doing now. There are some people who knew me in grad school that had no idea that I was a waiter for 15 years. I've led a lot of different roles in life, and I think all of them have really contributed to who I am. So I'm going to share a little bit of that. Also, let's see, more interviews, like I said, more tips, more conversation. More blueberry pancakes. Who knows? I don't know. Only now about a half hour until 2021. So I want to wish everyone, every one of you, a happy and a healthy 2021. Let's all have a prosperous new year. Let's all have the things that we wish for. It's been a rough 2020. I think 2021 is going to be better. I hope so. You could find me on Twitter at Tim Adkins Online. That's one word, Tim Adkins Online. Also, my blog, I mentioned it before, timadkins.com. You can find me on Facebook as well, Tim Adkins Digital Strategist. That's my page on Facebook. Also, like I said, go to timadkins.com/network, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or network, and happy new year to you. I will talk to you again in January, which is just... well, it can be any time after tomorrow, right? It can be any time after the next half hour. I better get busy. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you very soon.